الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على حبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وعلى من تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فقد قال الله عز وجل في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقدمنا إلى ما عملوا من عمل فجعلناه هباء منثورا وقال الله عز وجل في مقام آخر يا ليتني كنت ترابا وقال الله عز وجل في شان حبيبه مخبرا وآمرا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم وصل عليه الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله All praise and all glory is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator and our sustainer. And salutations and peace and blessings be upon our noble messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and upon his pure and noble family and upon the illustrious and noble companions and all of those who follow in the footsteps of Islam. My respected elders, dear brothers, sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower upon you all on this beautiful, blessed day of Jumu'ah in this noble month of Zulhijjah. And may our attendance become a means for our purification, our guidance, for our illumination and success and pardon in this dunya and also in the hereafter. Ameen. Today's topic is quite an interesting topic, because generally in life we have a standard that we all follow. If you work, you get paid. If you work extra hard, then you'll get a bonus or your overtime. If you don't work, then you don't get paid. Or if you do something wrong, then perhaps you will get fined in that particular job. And this is the kind of parameter or the mindset that we also sometimes apply to our religion, that if we do something, we'll get some reward. And if we do something more sincerely, then we'll get even more reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we do something bad, we'll get a sin. If we do something quite severe, we'll get a bigger sin. But in the Islamic paradigm, there is an additional standard. Not just this standard that we think of in the dunya, there's an additional standard. And that standard talks about how all of our deeds, if we do something so heinous, so wrong, then not only will our deeds be rejected, but they'll also be obliterated. And they will be scattered into dust. And this is something which is a very, very strong reminder, a powerful reminder from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we must just not just focus on our amal and just think, oh, we've done our actions and that's it. But we must look at how we need to preserve and protect our a'mal as well, inshallah. So we'll discuss that today very, very briefly. So imagine working 60 hours a week. If you're working 60 to 80 hours a week, then you're also expecting a big paycheck at the end of the week as well, or at the end of the month. Imagine writing a book which is 5,000 pages. You spend maybe a decade or so writing that book, putting it all together. Imagine building a home, which we all perhaps do here in this country, or especially in our home countries. We buy the land and we make our own designs, and then we build it from scratch. And also imagine for all of those of us who are parents that we have children and we raise them from a very, very young age, from the time they are born through at least 25 years of age, and if not more, we are raising them and nurturing them and bringing them to a particular point in their life. And then further imagine that you are saving at least £10,000 a year for 70 years of your life. That's a good pension fund that you have there to tap into, £700,000. Now, after imagining all of these things, Imagine everything that you worked for, those 60 to 80 hours, those books, or the buildings, the construction, the investment, the time that you put into your children, and all of the money that you accumulated and you saved throughout your lifetime. Imagine everything being utterly destroyed and obliterated and scattered right before your eyes into dust. And technological terms, imagine seeing your bank balance go from 700,000 and reducing down to 0.00, and that's it. Imagine all of these things and ask yourselves, how would you feel? What would your kayfiyah, what would your hal be in that situation, that your entire life's work, your investment, your time, your effort, utterly destroyed and wasted right before your eyes? And this is a reality that can happen to us during our lifetime, but it is an inevitable reality that may occur in the life of all of us when we return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now come to the religious aspect. Imagine your salah that you have been praying since you were at the age of puberty, so at least 12, 13 years of age, or at least 11 plus for the women. All of your salah, your fajr, your zuhur, your asr, your maghrib, and isha for all of your years. Imagine all of the hajj that you have performed and all of the umrah that you have performed. Imagine all of the sawm, the optional and the fard, sawms, the fast that you have done throughout your life, and every single penny, pence, and pound, and everything that you have given in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all the Jummah that you have attended here in this masjid or in your lifetime, every single word and letter that you have recited and memorized from the Quran, imagine all of that before you and then scattered into dust. This is a reality that many of us don't even imagine, but it is a reality that can come onto me and can come onto you on the day of Qiyamah. Imagine standing there before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, assuming that you've done so much in your life, you've accumulated so much, but there you will see all of your a'mal, all of the things that you've done, become and scattered into fine dust. For those people who've seen the Avengers, you'll understand this from your memory. When you see Thanos snap his fingers, and you see how these people, these Avengers, they become just like dust, like they never existed. Imagine all of your mountains of treasures and goals and a'mal just there being scattered into dust by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah Azza wa Jalla gives us very simple examples in the Quran. مَنْ جَاءَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ فَلَهُ عَشْرُ أَمْسَالِهَا وَمَنْ جَاءَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ فَلَهُ خَيْرٌ مِّنْهَا. That if you do something good, you'll receive 10 times a reward. If you do something good, you'll receive exponential reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But other times, if you do something bad, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also mentions that you'll receive a sin, or perhaps you will receive double the sin. This is part and parcel of our religion. But then the next level that I mentioned today is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also warns us, every single one of us here and those listening, that وَقَدِمْنَا إِلَى مَا عَمِلُوا مِنْ عَمَلٍ, that we will bring forth all of their actions that they did. Amal means your job, your work, your efforts, your investment, everything that you did, every amal, every action that you did, religious action that you did, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring it and present it right in front of you. وَقَدِمْنَا إِلَى مَا عَمِلُوا مِنْ عَمَلٍ. Whatever you can imagine that you did in your life, فَجَعَلْنَاهُ هَبَاءً مَنْثُورًا. And then we will make all of those a'mal that you were so proud of, that you assumed that you had in your bank, in right in front of you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take those perhaps mountains and mountains of a'mal and make them scatter into dust, i.e. there will be nothing. They will not exist anymore. You will have nothing in your account, nothing to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is something that we need to be really, really careful of here as Muslims, that yes, we do a'mal, and yes, we are rewarded for doing a'mal, but we also have a duty to protect those a'mal as well. So we can work, and we can work for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh, just the way that we work in the dunya, but if you do something wrong, the government will be on you. They will seize. Government seize other governments. They seize entire countries, and they freeze entire assets. What are you in front of a government? And then what are you before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if He so wishes to seize you and your a'mal and say, you're not going to be able to touch any of this and this is all scattered into dust. You will be utterly lost. So doing hasanat is very good in itself, but protecting the hasanat is far more important. And whilst we do all of these good things, we have to be acutely aware of making sure that we do not do certain actions that destroy our a'mal or that will cause our a'mal to become like haba'an mansura, scattered dust on the day of Qiyamah. So inshallah, quickly today, I will go through some of the many a'mal that can cause our actions to be scattered into dust. And the first and the most important one is shirk. Because shirk is that one thing which destroys everything that you have ever done. You can do so many good actions in your life. You commit shirk, everything is wiped clean. It's gone. All of the things that you have done as a Muslim, gone and destroyed. Because you are associating a partner with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah azza wa jal very explicitly informs us, وَلَقَدْ أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ وَإِلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ لَإِنْ أَشْرَكْتَ لَيَحْبَطَنَّ عَمَلُكَ وَلَتَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. That this was revealed to you, to the Prophet ﷺ, as it was to all of those that they came before him, that should you ever associate a partner with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, anything with Allah azza wa jal, then your work, here look at the word, amaluka, your work, your efforts will surely become worthless. لَيَحْبَطَنَّ عَمَلُكَ وَلَتَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. And surely you'll become amongst the losers. And this is very important for us, just because you think you are a Muslim and you think you're all protected. It's very important for us to protect ourselves from the shirk which is apparent and also from the shirk which is hidden, shirk al-khafi. You need to always make sure in your heart and in your mind that there is no other Lord, no other creator other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no other sustainer, no other razzaq other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no other protector, no other guide or helper or curer other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't go to those people, especially the people in the graves, and ask them, oh, you give me a child, you protect me, you heal me, you do X, Y, and Z. No, we only ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because if you do that, you see the verse of the Quran, لَيَحْبَطَنَّ عَمَلُكَ وَلَتَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. The true Razzaq, the true one is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah azza wa jalla reminds us, إِن تَدْعُوهُمْ لَا يَسْمَعُوا دُعَاءَكُمْ وَلَوْ سَمِعُوا مَا اسْتَجَابُوا لَكُمْ وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ يَكْفُرُونَ بِشِرْكِكُمْ. That if you call unto these people that you assume can help you, these people cannot help you, they cannot hear you. And even if they could hear you, they would not be able to respond to you. And on the day of the resurrection, these people that you go to and ask them, instead of asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these same people, whether dead or alive, these people will be saying, oh, we got nothing to do with you. You used to do shirk with Allah azza wa jalla. No, you should have only asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These people will also deny you. So the most important thing to protect our a'mal is to make sure that we only turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. And we seek whatever we want from Allah azza wa jalla. And we do not go to all of these fake people or to these people who are deceiving us or to the shayateen or to these graves, asking them directly when we should be asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's one action that will destroy all of your deeds. لَيَحْبَطَنَّ عَمَلُكَ. And the second thing that will also destroy your deeds as well is riya. And this is also a very, very important thing. Showing off or doing it for the sake of others to get accolades and to get shabash, etc. Sayyidina Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala, and he was narrating this particular hadith. And he narrated this hadith to the Sahaba ikram 3 times. Each time he would attempt to narrate it, he would faint. He said at the beginning, قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ, and he began the hadith and he fainted. Then he got back up, and then he narrated the hadith the second time, and he fainted again. Then he narrated the hadith the third time, and he fainted again. This was the gravity and the impact of this particular hadith upon him. So it's no ordinary hadith. And the hadith that he mentioned is the first of the three people that will enter into the fire of hell, will be thrown into the fire of hell on the day of Qiyamah. And the first one is the alim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask him on the day of Qiyamah, why did you seek knowledge? And he will reply, Ya Allah, I sought knowledge to spread the deen. I spent hours preparing my speeches and read books, and I traveled and I left my family and I attended all of these mahfils and mahafil and naats and did all of these things. Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-aleem, the most knowledgeable. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to that individual, to that supposed alim, that no, you did not seek knowledge for just to spread my deen. You were there on your TikTok and your Instagram and your social media. You were there living your celebrity lifestyle. You were there wanting people to bow down in front of you and kiss your hands and hug you and do all of these things, bend over backwards for you. You wanted people to call you Sheikh. You wanted people to call you Mawlana. You wanted people to call you a Hafiz and a Qari and a Mufti. You wanted to be trending. No. You didn't do this for me, you did it for yourself, and you did it so that you could show off and be accepted by people, and therefore all of your actions will be scattered into dust. This is no ordinary hadith. The philanthropist, the one who would give so much in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is the second individual. Allah azza wa jalla will ask him, why did you used to spend so much money? Ya Allah, I spent it on schools and hospitals and orphans and widows and natural disasters. Wherever I could help, Ya Allah, I wanted to help people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, no, you didn't do it for that reason. You did it so that they could call you Kareem. You did it so that they could call you Jawad. You did it so they could call you Sakhi. You did it so people would look up to you and say, wow, what a guy. What a philanthropist. Look how generous he is. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, scatter all of his actions into dust and throw him into the fire of hell. That is the second person. And the third person is the martyr. And you might think, whoa, a martyr has given his life in the way of Allah azza wa jal. But he will be asked, why did you go to jihad? Ya Allah, I went to spread your deen. I went to kill the kuffar, the enemies. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, no, you did that so they could call you a shaheed. You did that so they could call you shuja'a, so they could call you brave and courageous, and you could be recognized as a martyr for your actions, and people would come and help your family after you have gone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will instruct the angels again to scatter all of his actions, his a'mal, into dust. Why? Because they did it for someone else. This is another form of shirk. You pray for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. You do everything that you do in the deen, in the dunya, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not for their acceptance, not for their accolades or for their shabash, but for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam mentions, أَخْوَفُ مَا أَخَافُ عَلَيْكُمْ أَشِرْكُ الْخَفِي, that the most scared thing that I am for all of you is the hidden form of shirk. And they asked the Prophet ﷺ, what is the hidden form of shirk? And he said, riya, to show other people, bara namazi, bara haji, bara this, bara that. But you're doing it for the people, you're not actually doing it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So your riya, if you have riya in your heart, it will utterly destroy your actions, just the way shirk destroys your actions, it will scatter into dust. Riya will also scatter your actions into dust. Therefore, always ask yourselves, who are you and who are you doing it for? Constantly refresh your intentions for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do it only for His sake. And doesn't matter whether people see you or not. Always know that Al-Basir, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the All-Seeing, is always watching you. Ya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَ مَا كُنْتُمْ, that wherever you may be, however you may be, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees all and knows all. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam mentions in a hadith that he mentions that I certainly know people from my ummah who will come on the day of Qiyamah with good deeds like the mountain of Tihama. And the people, if you've seen the mountain of the Hamis, valleys and valleys of mountains on the entire stretch of Saudi Arabia's coast. And it's wide, 80 kilometers wide. And it's hundreds and hundreds of miles long. This is the mountain range the Prophet ﷺ is describing, that I know people from my ummah who will come on the day of Qiyamah with deeds like the mountains of Tihama, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make them scattered into dust. This may be one of us here. And Thawban radiallahu ta'ala, and he was so concerned, and he said, Ya Rasulullah, describe them to us. Tell us more so that we don't be like them. We want to protect ourselves. We don't want to be like these people. So the Prophet ﷺ said, they are your brothers. They are from your race. And they are worshipping at night. But there will be people who, when they are alone, they transgress the limits of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In front of the masjid, in front of people, in front of your family, we all act in a different way. But when you are alone and you are transgressing the limits of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that again is another form of riya. Because to the people you are showing somebody something else, and to Allah you are doing something else, and therefore even your mountains, like the mountains of Tihama, and your actions will be scattered into dust. So ask yourselves constantly, why do you come to the masjid? Why do you pray? Why do you do all of these things? And make sure it is for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whatever it is inside, make sure that is on the outside as well. Be sincere with your Lord inwardly, and be sincere with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the outward as well. Otherwise, your actions, even though they can be like the mountain ranges of Tihama, will be utterly scattered into dust and destroyed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next one, perhaps a very, very powerful and important one for us all in this day and age. The one who dislikes, the one who hates any rules of the Sharia. And this is very important for our youngsters. All of these academics, where we have all of these arguments and these debates and these discourses, and youngsters amongst themselves, well, I don't agree with this or that, X, Y, and Z. Read this verse of the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ كَرِهُ كَرِهُ مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهِ فَأَحْبَطَ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. That these people disliked, these people hated, did not agree with what was revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything that is contained within the Qur'an, if you find any dislike towards it, if you find yourself hating any rules of Sharia, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, فَأَحْبَطَ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. Then your actions will be scattered into dust. Why? Because they hated what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed their actions. There are certain people, they say, I don't like the sunnah. I don't like this particular sunnah. I don't agree with this particular sunnah. I don't agree with this particular rule of Islam. This hudud that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed, it is outdated. It is not here, fit for purpose in this modern age. I don't agree with the free mixing rules of Islam. I don't agree with the hijab. I don't agree with the gender segregation. I don't agree with the rules of the food, all of these other things. If you are saying these things, if you are making these claims that you dislike the Sharia of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you hate things, and you say Islam is anti-feminist, Islam needs to be reformed, Islam is outdated, what you are saying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not al-aleem, that He is not aware, that He is not capable, He is not qadir to give us a deen that is valid until the end of times, that this deen has expired, it is outdated. What will happen as a result? Because you hated and you disliked what was revealed by Allah Azza wa Jal in the Sharia, فَأَحْبَطَ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, scatter this person's deeds and make them into fine dust. This is why people on the day of Qiyamah will say, يَا لَيْتَنِي كُنْتُ تُرَابًا. Oh, I wish that I had never seen this day. I wish that I was dust myself, that I couldn't face my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this particular day. So shirk, and then riya, and all the forms of riya, and then when you dislike any form of the sharia, what will the consequence be of all of these things? No matter how much hajj and salah and zakah, how much you do, فَأَحْبَطَ أَعْمَالَهُمْ وَقَدِمْنَا إِلَى مَا عَمِلُوا مِنْ عَمَلٍ. Whatever you have done throughout your entire life will be brought in front of you. فَأَحْبَطَ أَعْمَالَهُمْ and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala هَبَاءً مَنْسُورًا will make it scatter into fine dust. So we really need to make sure that we do deeds, yes, but we protect our deeds and we make sure we're not doing any of these things. The fourth thing that can also destroy our deeds as well, deeds and put us into the minus, and we see this, I see this personally in our society, in this particular country, that we more and more of our youngsters are keeping dogs as pets within their home. And you might think, oh, we're in a dog-loving nation and society, and they love dogs. It's a creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But no, we take our guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Messenger alayhi salatu wa salam. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam explicitly mentions, مَنِ اقْتَنَى كَلْبًا إِلَّا كَلْبٌ ضَارٍ لِسَيْدٍ أَوْ كَلْبَ مَاشِيَةٍ فَإِنَّهُ يَنْقُسُ مِنْ أَجْرِهِ كُلَّ يَوْمٍ قِيرَاطًا. That if someone keeps a dog, neither for hunting nor for guarding livestock, these are the only exceptions that you can keep a dog, either for hunting or protecting your livestock or protecting your home. You don't keep it within the home, you keep it outside the home. These are the only exceptions. If you keep a dog as a pet, and especially you keep a dog within your home, then every day you will be minused, and your deeds and your rewards would be reduced by 2 qirats per day. And for those people who have heard many ahadith in relation to what is qirat, and the Prophet ﷺ in other ahadith has mentioned, al-qirat misla Uhud. Misla Uhud. Those people who have seen the mountain of Uhud, that is 1 qirat. Imagine all of your actions times 2 of Uhud. Every day is being minused from you. So no matter how much you do, you will always be in your minus. What do you think you will have to show for on the day of Qiyamah just because you love this soft, cuddly dog? You want to hug it and kiss and you want to keep it in your home? You want to be part of this nation? No! The exceptions are only for hunting or for your protection or for your livestock and outside the home. Otherwise, every day you are in nuksan and your a'mal are being destroyed and the angels will never enter into your home because of this particular action that you are doing, which you think is trivial and insignificant. Going to a magician, number 5. Or go into a fortune teller, and we do this, especially our youngsters. We go abroad, whether it is Egypt or any other country or even Turkey, etc. We see these symbols, this blue hand with an eye, etc. Oh, we think, oh yeah, let's go, let's find out what this fortune teller, this magician has to say. But the Prophet ﷺ has mentioned that if you go to a fortune teller or to a magician, just going to that individual, then for 40 days your salah will not be accepted. That's just for going. And if you believe in anything that he has said, you know the horoscopes that we read and think, oh yeah, this happened today. The horoscope guy is right, you know. Sitara gardish mein hai. If you believe in what the fortune or the magicians or the toothsayers say, then the Prophet ﷺ mentions, فَقَدْ كَفَرَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ. Then you have disbelieved in what was revealed to the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And as a result of you being disbelieving in Allah azza wa jal and the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam, what will happen? فَأَحْبَطَ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. So think 100 times, because you put all of your faith in all of these taweez, dhaga, these pook, and all of these hazri hisab kitab. Think very, very carefully who you're going to, because majority of the time these people are liars. They don't know anything what they're talking about, and they're just taking one from here, one from there, and just making things up and making you follow them. And because of them, you end up suspecting your family members. Oh, Peer Sahib said this, so inne zarur kita usi kala jadu mere the. Peer Sahib said this, he said this, they said this, and because of that, you end up destroying your own family and your relationship because of X, Y, and Z. You remove your faith in Allah Azza wa Jal, and you put your faith in these people. As a result, فَأَحْبَطَ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. And then one of the most important ones is if you show any form of disrespect or dishonor or try to harm the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explicitly mentions in the Quran, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, la tarfa'u aswatakum fawqa sawtin nabiyyi wa la tajharu lahu bil qawli ka jahri ba'dikum li ba'din an tahbata. أعمالكم وأنتم لا تشعرون. But even if you show any form of disobedience or disrespect or dishonor, and you raise your voice upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, what does that mean? That whatever he said, you don't agree with that, and you say something else, I know better, now in this day and age. Or you show any form of disrespect in the cartoon or the caricatures or your other behavior and your conduct, when you are raising yourself above the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam in any way or form, فَأَحْبَطَ أَعْمَالُكُمْ, then all of your deeds, and this is addressed to the Sahaba who are living with the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, that don't think you've done all of these good things, all of them will be scattered into dust. And who do you think we are when we don't follow the sunnah and we ignore the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam? وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْذُونَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ, those people who attempt to harm the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam in any single way, for them is a grave torment and punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? They'll have nothing to fall back on. All of their actions will be destroyed. So brothers and sisters, yes, do good actions, but more importantly, protect your actions, protect your deeds, protect yourselves from all forms of shirk, protect yourselves from all forms of riya, protect yourselves from ever saying anything that you dislike or disagree with the deen and the sharia. Never keep a pet dog, never go to these fortune tellers, these magicians and these liars, never disrespect or dishonor the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.